Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. If you haven't been down to Heather's store in either of those cities, I highly recommend it. Heather, I have been on a redo my house kick. I go through these phases where I'm like, I have no energy, and then I have lots of energy. And I redid a bedroom in my house, and then I kind of caught the bug for like, well, let me redo the main room. And so now I'm all into it.
Once you get started, Lindsay, you can't go back.
I'm so sorry.
But happy Saturday, everyone. We love doing this KSL Home Show every single week. Lindsay, I'm so proud of you. So glad that you're remodeling and updating and doing fun things that make you excited.
You've been yelling at me for like 3 years that we've done the show.
Not yelling. Encouraging.
Get a can of paint. Fix your basement. And it takes a lot of effort with two young kids, and I just ignore it until, well, what happened was we wanted a new bed. And once you get a new bed, we upgrade the size, so we had to get a new frame. And then I'm like, well, now I need new nightstands because I got to redo the thing. And then I wallpapered the wall, and then and it just kind of got scope creep.
And so it looks amazing.
And it's gorgeous.
And I'm so proud of you.
I'm so excited
it's
about
so
it.
So fun. Yeah. No, and in Utah, it is all the trend right now to remodel, to build. That's what we're going to be talking about today. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes just ended. So I know we are getting so many requests of design appointments and people wanting updates because of what they saw in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. And lucky for all of us, the Salt Lake Parade of Homes is right around the corner. So, you know, if you didn't get enough inspiration at the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, we are now going to start the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. So go check those out as well. If you're not familiar with what the Parade of Homes is, it's a basically 2 week showcase of all of the latest and greatest appliances, furnishings, exteriors, everything on the interior as well for your home. There are 18 homes in the Salt Lake Parade. It starts July 29th, which is just around the corner, and so many fun things. I can't even begin to tell you. We'll talk a little bit about that more next week, but today's episode, we're going to talk about why you should hire an architect or a draftsman if you are planning on building or if you are planning on remodeling. This is a very important part of your team if you're planning on knocking out walls or making things larger or smaller or reconfiguring things. You will want those house plans so that you can make sure that the framers, the electricians, the plumbers, everyone is doing things correctly. You will probably need to go to the city and also get a building permit. So, you know, whether you're remodeling or you're building a new home, definitely requires the relevant applications, the drawings, the fees, you know, everything that's associated with that. And every city will have different requirements. These drawings can be something you sketch on graph paper that you sort of have an idea of what you want. Then you take it to a professional company who can draw that up for you.
And you don't have to do this if you're just remodeling your house, but if you're expanding your house, right? If you're building up or out or...
So even if you're remodeling and you're taking a wall out, in fact, right now I'm working on an incredible home in the Springville, Mapleton, Hobble Creek Canyon area where we're actually taking out a kitchen wall. And we're expanding it into the dining room to make the kitchen larger because this family and this home does a lot of entertaining and their kitchen is just way too small and they never use the dining room. So even something like that, it is structural.
Oh, right.
So you do need to get that done.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay, so that's first and foremost. And then once you have your plans, you're excited about the layout, then it's time to sit down with a general contractor. And there are so many great general contractors in the Utah area. You want to make sure that you have someone who is experienced, who's licensed, who's insured. They really are your liaison for all of the subcontractors that will come in and work on your home. Especially in today's market, there are a lot of subcontractors that are very, very busy. All of the best subcontractors are very busy. So you want to make sure you're working with a general contractor that has relationships, that is very busy and active in the market so that they can actually get people to show up on your job.
Well, and this is, in my mind, the reason number one why you hire a general contractor is because if you try to get all the subs yourself, like people... I mean, I don't want to like talk bad about subcontractors. They're busy, right?
Very busy.
They're busy. They got a lot of project. And if your project, for lack of a better word, isn't making them enough money, they may not make you a priority.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, a lot of these remodel projects are actually very small projects and are just annoying to subcontractors. So you definitely want to make sure you get a general contractor. They'll also be able to keep the cost down. And there are contractor discounts that most of the subcontractors will give, not only in labor, but also in materials and products. So that's great. And I love the Parade of Homes because most of the people that work on the Parade of Homes are licensed, are insured, and actually do have to meet specific requirements so that they can be part of the Home Builders Association in your area. So those are great places to start. They actually have membership directories at each of the associations. I know Utah Valley has one, St. George has one, Salt Lake, of course, and Park City and Wasatch. And anyway, so check all of that out. You will eliminate all the construction headaches, maybe not all of them, but most of them if you get the right team on board. And most of us have jobs, right? So we just need someone else to handle all of that and to make sure that things go as smoothly as possible. Staying on budget is always a priority. It doesn't matter how much money you have. That seems to be a trigger point for most people. So the first phase of construction will include, you know, the planning phase. How do you want your space to look? Whether you are remodeling or you are building, there are so many house plans out there that are what I call cookie cutter house plans. Maybe they're even custom home house plans, but you'll find them on the internet. You can buy those and then you can make revisions. Maybe there's just a few edits that you want to make. Or there's architects that will sit down and design a house plan from, you know, start to finish for you. And you can customize everything based on the sizes and the scale and whatnot of what you want. So that's going to be your first phase. It oftentimes takes a little bit longer than what people imagine. Sitting down and looking at that, it usually isn't just a few hours. You need to marinate. You need to make sure that that works. I love blue tape is my friend. And especially on a remodel project, definitely blue tape what you want. Blue tape the island, blue tape the kitchen hood. You want to see what all of that looks like in your space and make sure that you're happy with it because there's no turning back. Once you start knocking out walls, it's a done deal.
Yeah, and I'm the queen of like, well, can you put a hole in the wall here so I could throw my clothes down and they could end up in the laundry room? And they're like, no, we can't do that.
No, we're not doing that. Or they'll tell you, yes, we can do that. You can put slides in your home.
That would be amazing.
Lindsay, you know, the sky's the limit there.
I'm putting a slide in.
That would be so fun. So general contractors will also be your source to purchase the materials, the fixtures, and the appliances. And there are lead times on all of this. So we want to make sure that you know what the lead times are, that we're not ripping out your kitchen and then having to wait 4 months for your appliances to come. So the timing is also so, so important. And that's where experience and being in the business will be so helpful, especially if you're living there. I personally have done so many projects where my husband and I have decided to remodel homes that we're living in, and we've had to use the basement kitchen while we remodel the main floor kitchen. And we've at times even knocked out the entire back part of our home and made the home larger, which was crazy. In the winter, it was cold and we were down to the bare studs. And, you know, at times looking back, I just think we were crazy. And I can't believe we survived that. I can't believe our kids survived that. And we were still working and getting our homework done and everything else. But at the end of the day, it was worth it. And we absolutely loved it. Once you get started, you just want it done as fast and furious as possible so that you can get back to your normal life again, right?
You're just eating dinner in the sawdust.
At times, we actually were cooking on a hot plate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I don't know. 27 years of marriage, we all have funny stories that we can tell.
You weren't tired yet 27 years
ago. We had a lot more energy and didn't have experience that we have now. So we thought that was a really great idea. But the general contractor is someone that can give you the confidence that you need to build a home, to remodel a home, and they'll walk you through the steps and make it as easy and simple as possible. And that's where really an interior designer comes in as well. We'll give our input, make sure that you're selecting the right colors and making sure that everything is how you want it to be. One of our keys is just listening and making sure that you're spending your money wisely so that you're not having to redo things later.
So important. Heather Osmond, Osmond Design, stores in Lehigh and in Orem. You can get all the design needs at her stores, but also she's got the expertise in the real estate market and in contractors, and she's done it all. Heather, I can't wait to dive into more about the Parade of Homes. How many houses are you doing? How many are you designing?
So in Salt Lake, we have furnishings in, I believe it's 7 homes.
Out of 18.
That's like 18.
Almost half, right?
I know. And we're specifically doing a beautiful home for MacArthur Homes. It will have the most amazing furniture in it. We're really excited about it. So definitely check that one out.
I can't wait to come see. We'll take a break. More on the Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, we've been talking about hiring general contractors, which can be a really overwhelming process. There's a lot when it comes, you know, a general contractor just runs the show, right? And obviously they have a license and they can do the work, but then they hire subs too who do the painting and the floorboards and whatever else the subs do, the drywall and stuff like that. So there's a lot of questions to ask when it comes to hiring these people.
Yes. And just because the Parade of Homes just ended, I'm getting a lot of questions from homeowner saying, how do I choose a general contractor? Yeah, they did a great parade home, but there were 24 homes and, you know, 24 great builders. How do I know who is the right fit for me? And my first recommendation and always my answer is find someone you connect with that you can work with, because you're probably going to be working with them for quite some time. You know, number two is, are they licensed, insured, and bonded? Of course, that is so, so important. You do not want any insurance problems. You want to make sure that things are done to code and accurately so that your home is safe. Of course, number three is, do they guarantee their work? That is very important. No one wants a home that a bunch of work has been done and then you have problems and you can't get anyone out to guarantee that. Next is, will they show you their work on previous jobs completed? Do they have an Instagram? Do they have a website? Do you have any recommendations of people that have had great experiences with them? How long have they been in business? Experience always matters. You do not want someone that says, well, I've never done that before, but I'll go ahead and experiment on your home. That's just not going to be a good idea for you.
Never,
I promise.
Fun.
Right.
Yep.
It's the same with being a dentist or a surgeon. You never want to be maybe that first person's root canal. And a home is a very, very expensive thing. So we don't want any errors.
The ultimate root canal.
The ultimate root canal in every way. Right. Are you a member of the trade association? That is the Home Builders Association in your area. That is very, very important. There are certain standards and benchmarks that each of the builders have to maintain to belong to that organization. And I believe personally that that just means the person plans on being in the business for a long time. If they're going to invest that yearly membership fee, which I think right now is over $500 in most of these associations, to belong to that. So that is important. Do they have financial references? You want to make sure that a builder is financially sound, that they're not taking your money, robbing Peter to pay Paul. None of us want to hear about that, but it does actually happen where people take your money and then they don't pay the subcontractor. And then that subcontractor can lien your home for the work that they did. Mm. So you end up paying for that twice.
Yeah.
It's not the norm, but it actually happens more often than I would like to to talk about.
And maybe you're going to get here, but do general contractors, do you find them through a company or do they often work independently and you just got to find somebody and then they have relationship?
So most general contractors are the owner of their own business. So they do have their own superintendents that will oftentimes manage multiple projects that they're working on and they oversee all of that. They won't be on your project on a day-to-day basis, but they do handle a lot of the bidding and the bill paying and all of those things and just making sure that you're a happy customer. Okay, is their process 100% transparent as it relates to costs and to all job activities? I hate saying this, but some general contractors charge markups on their subcontractors' works. So oftentimes a general contractor will say, well, I charge cost plus 10% or cost plus 15%, but oftentimes they'll get kickbacks from subcontractors. So you just want to work with people who aren't playing games, that you just know. You get to see the invoices, you're paying the invoices, you're very active in the bidding process and seeing the bids that come in, and you are helping your general contractor select the best for your project, which I think is great. Do you know all the costs in advance? That is so hard right now in today's market, just because there are so many price increases, product availability. Even if you were to quote something out today, by the time you need it in 3 months, it may vary just a little bit. So most general contractors will give you a construction expense report or budget, and that'll at least give you some general ideas based on past projects about where you're going to come in. But make sure that you have a little rainy day fund if you are planning on remodeling or building a new home, because oftentimes there are overages that you can't control, and no one wants to be in a bad situation and be in a home that they can't afford or that it's just not fun anymore. Do you pass on the savings related to the discounts that you get? I believe most builders usually do that. And there are contractor discounts specifically on appliances, flooring. Painters oftentimes do that. Landscape companies. In fact, at my furniture stores, we give contractors discounts and designer discounts. So make sure that you are aware of those and that you're saving the money along the way, because it really does add up. So that's great. Okay. Do you have control over the cost of any desired changes? So once a contractor, whether you're remodeling or building new, once they give you a budget, you have the opportunity to upgrade in each of the different categories. So just make sure that you're aware, because each and every one of us are going to choose the Ferrari in the showroom at the Honda Accord price point is what we want, right?
Yep.
So just make sure if you are spending more, you know what those overages are and you're involved in those decisions so that you're not surprised at the end.
I like to call it champagne taste on a beer budget.
I know, exactly. Last but not least, I just want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who actually was the title sponsor with us on the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. They are also a sponsor of this KSL Home Show. They're my bank. I love them. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. And they've been serving Utah for over 130 years. They are proud of their history and their sustained growth and security. They invest in Utah. I am always an advocate of shopping local and supporting our neighbors and friends. So thank you, Central Bank. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, welcome on in to the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you're just finding us, you can podcast any previous episode of the Home Show by searching for the KSL Home Show wherever you podcast. Here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather, I'm about to brag about your guest for the next 12 minutes.
Right? Well, it's easy to brag about them. They've been on the show before. We have Dan James with Black Diamond. He does electrical, plumbing, you know, everything. And it's easy to have you on the show because everyone needs this.
Yeah, yeah. Every homeowner has to deal with it at some point in time. And so it's awesome that we're able to serve our customers and take care of them when they need it.
So Dan James with Black Diamond Heating and Experts. But tell us all the things your company does before we get into our topic today, which is talking about how to keep your home safe during this heat.
Yeah. So we do electrical, plumbing, drain cleaning, and heating and air conditioning. And primarily, we just do like service and repairs on homes. We don't really do new construction, that type of stuff. And so we really are focused on just taking care of customers when they have something break or they need to get something improved. We have our main offices here in Salt Lake City. We serve all the Wasatch Front, and then we also have a location in St. George that we've had for, I think, 3 or 4 years that has grown a lot, and it's really hot down there, talking about hot. But so we're here to cover you. We have a lot of people that will take care of their house up here in northern Utah and down in southern Utah, which is really convenient for them. And as I mentioned before, just here to take care of people when they have issues.
Well, it's so perfect. Heather, I know you've used these guys before. I have too. In fact, just this week, we had a plumbing and an electrical issue in the same week. And I love that there's one company that we can call. And we were talking earlier about general contractors and how sometimes the subs won't come because your project just isn't big enough and it's not worth their time, which is totally understandable. Free market, right? But you guys, that's what you do. And we just needed someone to hang a fan with lights on it so we didn't burn down the house, right? And then we had a clog in our dishwasher and our sink. And then they found a whole bigger problem with the pipes. And now we're there.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty typical. I'm not sure how old your house is, but there's still a lot of homes that have old cast iron pipe or interesting, you know, sewer lines and stuff like that. And so it's better to get it resolved, you know, now before it turns into a bigger issue.
Yeah.
And having an electrician there to do that fan, I always recommend that. I'm actually an electrician, and I know how dangerous it can be. And everybody thinks they can be an electrician. Most of the, you know, a lot of the problems we have is when we go to a house that has been, you know, work done by a homeowner previously. Maybe it's, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago or yesterday, and they mess it up and then we have to fix it, and it ends up costing more money. So.
Yeah. And I just will pay to not listen to my husband swear at the fan because he's just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You guys just go to dinner and let Dan's company get all that done. And when you come back, you have a happy home.
Yeah. So Heather, we do need to talk about this heat though, and how Dan and Black Diamond Heating and Experts can help during it.
It is hot outside, you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's insane out there. It's been a kind of a weird year. Usually it gets hotter earlier in the summer, or in, you know, spring, summer, May, June. And we had some hot days in May and June. And then all of a sudden this heat wave came, and it's here. And our guys in St. George are working around the clock trying to keep everybody's air conditioning going. A lot of the jobs down there are in the attics. And so they go in these attics, and it's like 160 degrees or something like that. And so really, you know, dangerous time. You know, as I've talked about on the show before, if your furnace goes out in the wintertime, you can get blankets, you can find ways around it. But your AC goes out in the summer and it's this hot, you can't live in there. You could die if you're, you know, sticking in there. And so it's a big deal. And I'd love to talk about tips on how to, you know, ensure that you don't have it break down. And if you do, what you can do to get it addressed.
So, Dan, we need all of your tips. You know, previously when we've had you on the show, we talk about preventing problems. Pre-maintenance, you have programs for that. But when you are in crisis, tell us a little bit about how we get out of crisis.
Yeah. So one trick I like doing when it's really hot like this is, even though it seems like it might not make sense, run your air conditioner when the day cools off in the evening, and or have it start maybe earlier in the morning. And that way, because it's easier for it to cool the house when the sun's not blaring. And that'll give it a little more stamina throughout the day to be able to continue to cool the house if it starts off. But if you don't turn your AC on until it starts getting hot, it's, you know, might have a hard time, you know, keeping up with it. I I like to keep the fan constantly running, especially during the cooling season. That way it's constantly circulating air throughout the house, and it's not just turning on and off. And ceiling fans can work wonders. Just that air circulation. You got to think, you know, heat rises and cold air, you know, stays low. And if your home has vents in the floor, you know, that and you have, vaulted ceiling or something like that, if you don't get that air turning around, you're just going to get these big heat pockets. So.
Which is why it's 20 degrees colder in my basement than it is upstairs.
Yep, definitely. And it's always good, even if your system does seem to be running good and you've been maintaining it, you know, just take a peek down there. Make sure you're not hearing any weird noises, either in the furnace room or outside. Sometimes the condensers can start making some noises, and that might tell you there's a problem coming. And it's always better to take care of a problem before it breaks, because once it breaks, now you've got to wait for somebody to get out there. And for us, you know, sometimes it can be, you know, a day or two or even longer to get out there. And then parts are difficult to get right now with this supply chain shortage. You know, parts are difficult to find. And so if you have an old, you know, an old air conditioner and it's got some weird part, you know, we may not be able to find it, or it may, you know, might take an extra day. So do whatever you can to make sure you don't end up being the one that has your system break down when it's 105 degrees outside.
And I feel like in my family, we just forget to do the filters, right? Mm-hmm. Something as simple as that can actually cause a lot of problems.
Oh, huge. I think I've talked about it on the show before. Having dirty filters, like driving your car with an emergency brake on, it's just putting all that additional wear and tear on the system that just doesn't need to be there. And especially during the cooling season, air conditioning, the way it works is very, very dependent on airflow. And if you have low airflow going through there due to a dirty filter, it's not going to cool as good, and it's going to put a lot more strain on the system. So even if you replaced it, you know, a month and a half ago or something like that, it might be a good idea to go replace it. Make sure you're getting that full air through your system.
And you guys have a program for that if you don't want to do it yourself.
Yep, if you're like Heather and you don't want to deal with it yourself.
And me, I'll chalk myself up to that.
90% of Utah is like, that's the last thing on my mind.
Right? Yeah. So we have an awesome membership program. So it's $14.95 a month. And with that, you get two HVAC visits, a tune-up in the fall and a tune-up in the spring are the ideal times to come out there and do a full system tune-up and make sure everything's good to go before the heat or the cool comes. And then we also you also have a free electrical inspection where we can come out there and make sure that your GFIs, your smoke detectors, all that stuff is working good. And then also a plumbing inspection and a water heater flush. Something a lot of people don't do with their water heaters is get them flushed. And if you don't start doing that early in their life, it can make them go bad longer. And so having that constant reminder there that we come out there and do that for you can help keep you up to speed and make sure you don't have a breakdown at the wrong time of year.
One thing I love about your company, Dan, is just that the attention to detail. I've had you come out to my home a couple of times, not you personally, but your crew.
Yeah.
And they clean up everything that they take out of place, except maybe you don't put the stuff back under my sink, which is fine. That's my job, but clearly I don't clean either. But even down to like when we were in the middle of COVID, you guys were so protective with the booties, and you're basically in full PPE gear to come into people's homes and still work during the pandemic. And then even down to your guy yesterday filed our home insurance claim for us. So we didn't have to look up our insurance and figure it out. Like, he sent the email, he told them what was wrong. He's working with the insurance, the homeowner's insurance. And I'm just like, that's amazing. That's such a huge stress off a homeowner's plate.
Yeah, that's our goal. I mean, we want to, every job we go to or every house, we want to, you know, leave it in better condition than it was in terms of cleanliness. If we make a mess, we want to make sure to clean it up, and maybe might clean up a little bit extra mess in the process. You know, we're really strict about making sure our guys have booties on. And if we're, you know, hauling a water heater out of a house, making sure we have we put down the coverings to make sure you don't damage the floor or anything like that. So that's something we really focus on in our trainings every week, and it's great to hear that they're doing a good job with that.
Yeah, it's attention to detail. It just sets you apart from other companies out there, right?
And they're so respectful and so easygoing to schedule. I mean, you guys are very accommodating in making sure that you will be home or it's the most convenient time for your family. You have plenty of workers, plenty of team members that will accommodate.
Yeah, that's what they focus on all day, every day. We also have some online scheduling options now, which is really convenient, so that you can just get on there and schedule something online instead of having to pick up the phone. I hate phone calls. I'm like a text person, which I know Heather is as well, and so it's nice to be able to just get on the phone and get something scheduled and not have to worry about picking up the phone and calling somebody. So.
And I think I've texted you on a Sunday night late before, like, hey, I got this problem. Can you get somebody to me tomorrow?
Yeah.
So, Dan, not only do you do electrical and you replace fans with lights like Lindsay needed, but you also do plumbing.
Yeah, plumbing and drain cleaning.
Oh, I needed that, too. That's why he's a one-stop shop. I needed all of it this week.
Yeah, yeah. That's something a lot of people don't like hiring plumbers. They've heard horror stories about this, that, or the other. And we have great plumbers. They're licensed and trained and really good at doing this and repairing homes and things like that. And then we also do drain cleaning. Not all plumbing companies do drain cleaning. It's kind of a messy job, but something that has to be done. And we have guys that specialize that. We have a lot of equipment that allows us to be able to, stick a camera in the pipe and be able to see if there's, an issue down there.
Done. Yep.
Okay. So, yep.
Check. And they sent a second guy out to do that because it wasn't the first guy that came. It was another guy they needed to call, and to have him available at that same time to come over is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. The cameras are very, very expensive and they're hard to work with. And so we only have certain guys that we've trained to use those, and then we use those. And so that's kind of the setup. Having that service there available 24/7, that's usually when you have a sewer problem, is usually on the weekend or the evening, and we're always here 24/7 to take care of you.
Okay, Dan, so let's go back to heating and air conditioning. Any other tips, any other shout-outs you want to give us?
Just really pay attention to your home system. If you can tell this system is not keeping up, if you're setting your thermostat at 72 and it's constantly 76, either your system was designed wrong or you've got a problem. It's more likely that you have a problem. It might be the filter. It might just need to be low on refrigerant or whatever, but that's a sign that something's not working right and your system's working harder than it should, and that's the time you should give us a call and have us come out there if you feel like it's not keeping up with it.
One of my favorite things is I have a thermostat on my wall. I have multiple furnaces, so they're in zones, but it's like a little iPad. Mm-hmm. And you can set it and you'll see that it goes to hot or cold, and you can even program it during the day, in the evening, however you live. If you're going out of town, you guys do that.
Yeah, yeah, they're awesome. These smart thermostats nowadays make life so much easier. They can schedule it, and they can tell when you're away or when you're home, and they're really good at making sure the equipment's running really efficient. So I highly recommend having either a Nest or some sort of a Heather Osmond style thermostat, which is basically like an iPad on the wall. They're awesome as well. And I'm kind of a tech guy, and so I like all the cool stuff, but it really does help make the system more efficient and much easier for you to communicate with and get it to do what it needs to be done.
Well, as you can tell, we're fans of Black
Huge
Diamond
fans.
Experts. Yes, we are big fans. We recommend it. Dan James, thank you so much for being here.
Yep.
And thank you to your guys for all the work they've done in my house.
Okay, I'll make sure to give them a shout out.
Okay, perfect. We'll take a break. More on the home show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. There are stores in Lehigh and in Orem. The showrooms are stunning. And then if you've ever been to the Parade of Homes, I would venture a guess that you've seen Heather's work in any one of those homes. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much, Lindsay, for the sweet compliments. You know, we are passionate about what we do. We love the Parade of Homes, but we also love helping our customers, our everyday customers. You don't have to be a parade home to get design services, to get new furniture. We all want our home to look like the Parade of Homes. That's why the Parade of Homes all across the nation is so successful, because it's fun to actually see things in person, to walk through and visualize things instead of just seeing things on a website. It's just so, so fun. So check us out at the Parade of Homes. Salt Lake Parade of Homes is coming up. Utah Valley just ended, but I believe the virtual tour is still up on the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. You can check that out on their website. If you happen to miss that, you can also check out our Instagram and Facebook, which are Osmond Designs. And we also have a website, osmonddesigns.com. So check all of those out. We loved the Parade of Homes for Utah Valley. We are super excited about the Salt Lake Parade coming up as well. One of the funnest parts of the parade for us is showcasing all of the brand new furniture. Most of the furniture that we use in all of our parade homes has never hit our showroom floors before. So it's a brand new product, and we get so many compliments, and we get so much fun out of showcasing those items. People bring in their phones all the time, and they say, I want this desk.
Yeah, it's like Pinterest come to life.
Right?
Yeah.
I want this sectional. Oftentimes, we'll stage homes for builders, specifically if they're building a spec home for the parade, and the furniture is available. Usually by day one, day two, day three, most of the big things are sold by then, but sometimes not. And you can come back to the store and buy those items, and you've seen them in the parade and how they can be displayed and envision them in your home. And that's really a lot of fun. Some of my favorites from this year's parade were the bedrooms. We have the most beautiful king-size beds in. Queen-size are great for guest rooms right now. Everyone's loving that. No one's really buying twin-size and full-size beds anymore. When you do have a guest over, it's so much nicer to be able to sleep in a queen or a king. And in Utah, we have large homes, and so most of the rooms can fit those sizes. So that's
just
fantastic.
A king in my bedroom. Why did I wait so long?
I know.
Why did I wait so long?
Changing, you'll never go back.
No, it's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. What is it about that? Just extra few inches.
Because my husband's like 6'3", and so he just like towers over the bed. He rolls into the middle, and it's just like, yeah, that extra foot is money.
Everything.
It's money.
That's awesome. Home office is all the rage right now. I know with COVID, it really, really helped with all of us needing that. We were all tired of doing our work at the kitchen desk. If we only had one office, you know, and multiple people working in the home or kids doing homeschool, having an extra spare bedroom, making sure that the office actually is functional and isn't just pretty, is very, very important. So desks are flying out the door for us. Another thing that I loved about the parade this year is all the greenery. We are loving succulents at our store. The tulips, the spring and fall colors are starting to come in. Our store is transforming from 4th of July. We're starting to get some of those burnt oranges.
Oh, man.
And the beautiful moss greens.
I
know, Lindsay, here we go. The velvets. I mean, I'm a huge fan. We were able to showcase some of that in the parade this year, and people are loving it. It's totally Utah. I love those national trends when they actually do convert to what we can live in and buy here in Utah. And with all of our kids and our animals, it's perfect. You know, definitely check us out. Utah Valley Parade of Homes just ended. Salt Lake is coming up. But every day you can visit Osmond Designs and make your home.
Every day, stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather Osmond with Osmond Designs. Heather, always good to chat with you.
So good to see you, Lindsay.
I'm always inspired every week when we chat. I gotta go fix the bedroom. We'll be back next week on The Home Show.